A new frontier in Ethiopia's war. Rebels in Tigray say they are advancing further south towards the capital Addis Ababa. The federal government has declared a nationwide state of emergency. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has asked all Ethiopians to mobilize and fight back against the rebels.
There are many challenges, but I can tell you with certainty, without a doubt, we will score a comprehensive victory.
In just a few days, the rebels from the northern Tigray state say they have seized the towns of Desay and Kombolcha, which are in the neighboring Amhara state. The two are on a major highway leading to the capital. The federal government has disputed those claims.
We have to make sure that our children are not dying from hunger and starvation. We have to make sure that there is access to medicine, access to food by our people. So we'll do what it takes to make sure that the siege is broken. If going to Addis, marching to Addis, is what it takes to break the siege, we will.
The United States has warned the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or the TPLF, against any such move.
Let me be clear. We oppose any TPLF move to Addis or any attempt by the TPLF to besiege Addis.
There are concerns that violence could escalate with Tigrayan rebels joining forces with the Oromo Liberation Army, an armed group in the region surrounding the capital Addis.
There is a new marriage of convenience alliance between at least a faction of the Oromo Liberation Front and the TPLF, because Abiy has managed to alienate the Oromo, including some Amharas. So he is really increasingly isolated, and the TPLF is trying to take advantage of that situation as well as OLA.
And it's families like these who are paying the highest price for the shifting battle lines of Ethiopia's war that's dragged on for nearly a year. More than 2.5 million people have been forced to leave their homes, and around 400,000 are on the brink of famine. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.
Well, let's remind you of the key events in this conflict. It began last November. That's when the Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, ordered a military offensive against the Tigray People's Liberation Front. He said it was in response to attacks on army bases. The TPLF says it was unfairly targeted. Later that month, Abiy told Parliament the military operation in Tigray was over. But in June this year, Tigrayan fighters captured the regional capital, Mekele. By July, the TPLF entered the neighbouring Amhara and Afar regions to the south. In October, the government launched a ground offensive to push out the rebels. And as we mentioned, the TPLF says that in the past few days, it seized two towns on the road that connects Mekele with the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. Well, joining me now in the studio is Al Jazeera correspondent Mohammed Val. Mohammed, how bad can this get?
Well, it depends on several factors. The first factor is that they are now the closest to the lifeline that links Addis Ababa and Ethiopia in general with the port of Djibouti. They have been trying to close this, block this road for several months. There have been attempts, close attempts, but now they are the closest to that line. If they can block it, then Ethiopia is under siege economically. And remember, the economic factor is very important. Many indications that the country is facing a huge economic crisis. 31 embassies and consulates have been closed down, or the government decided to close them down last month across the world. That's a huge indication. If you see the footage of the soldiers and the paramilitary they sent to the front lines, some of them, they don't have shoes. They don't even have military shoes. Lots of reports about economic problems. So this can only worsen because of the cost of the fighting, of the equipment, of the army, and so on. The other factor is that now, because we have also the Oromo, who have a liberation front, a liberation army in the south, south of Addis Ababa, and west in particular, and they have struck an agreement with the TPLF. And now the problem, they have been divided geographically. They couldn't reach each other and become a contiguous front. Now they can do that. The reports say that they have now the approach of the TPLF has allowed them to meet with the Oromo fighters. And the Oromo fighters have been trying to even reach Addis Ababa from the west and the southwest. So if the two fronts come together, that's very dangerous because
Well, this could represent something of a turning point, really, in this conflict, which, let's face it, has been ongoing for very close to a year now. Do you think that's perhaps why the government has declared this state of emergency? They recognise the fact that the momentum is shifting in the conflict.
There is no doubt about it. The state of emergency means the government can do whatever it wants. They can force people to carry arms, to take up arms. And they have actually called today on the population, you know, people to come and register their weapons so that any time, I mean, they can be called to go to the front line and so on. We have seen waves and waves and waves of civilians, even very young people being sent to the front line. That's been a pattern over the last several months. And now it's like everyone in Addis Ababa is called on to come and register their weapons. Maybe they will also give them weapons. And that's an indication of how dangerous the situation is in Addis Ababa itself. And also remember that there is a political factor, which I didn't mention in my first reply. This government that has just come to, you know, to rule after the elections. I remember he was sworn in only last month, I think. And this government is very loosely connected. He promised Abiy Ahmed, the prime minister, he promised a national dialogue, and he promised that after the elections, there will be a government of strong government of national unity that will come as a result of a national dialogue and a national consensus. But that didn't happen. There was no national dialogue happened. Now, it's a bunch of individuals who say they represent different areas of the country. Mm-hmm. They came together to create this prosperity party. But actually, there are doubts about the loyalty of their wider population to these individuals. It's not like before. Before, it was a coalition of parties. Each party represents a region from Ethiopia. Now it's a coalition of individuals. And there is a lot of, you know, a lot of opposition within the constituencies of those individuals. Yeah. And also there are two poles in the government. The Oromo, they create a strong bloc in this government, who are, of course, against Abiy Ahmed. They think that he has prevented them from having their rights and so on. They think they are the majority population in the country and they are ruled by a minority, the Amhara. And you have the Amhara bloc. So the government itself is under threat because, according to many observers, it hasn't been founded on a strong basis, on stronger principles or foundations.
OK, so a very complex situation. And, of course, Ethiopia, a very complex country with many different nationalities and ethnicities and groupings within that country. We'll keep a very close eye on this. Mohamed Vall, though, thank you so much for talking us through the various dynamics at play in this changing situation. Thanks.